but dressing in the morning is quick and easy. Steve Jobs was famous for wearing the same outfit, black polo neck, jeans and trainers, every day. But what works well for men does not translate as easily to women. Karl Stefanovich, an Australian television presenter, wore the same blue suit every day for a year, and no one noticed. By contrast, his female co-presenters received constant remarks on their appearance. Even the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, gets snarky comments when she wears the same clothes twice. Women's workwear seems to have become less formal over time. A survey by Euromonitor found that sales of women's suits fell by 77% in America between 2007 and 2016. But many women worry that they will be judged as unprofessional, unlike their male colleagues, if their clothes are deemed to be too scruffy or too revealing. It can also be hard choosing clothes that are suitable for both indoors and out. Air conditioning systems in offices are often designed to suit the male metabolic rate, which can cope with colder temperatures than the female body. The result may be that women have to bring an extra layer to wear in the building. As for formal meetings, while men have abandoned the tie, many women feel obliged to wear high heels. These give some women a sense of empowerment and femininity, not to mention extra height. But in health terms, heels can seem like the Western equivalent of the ancient Chinese practice of foot binding, bad for women's feet, ankles and backs, and designed to limit their mobility. Britain's Parliament held a debate after a woman was sent home from her job as a receptionist for refusing to wear high heels. It was inconclusive. Companies understandably want workers who deal with the public to look respectable. Workers shouldn't wear clothes that wouldn't be appropriate if visiting a prudish grandmother or a child's teacher. And yet, no one should be expected to turn up at the office as if dressed for a wedding. The most important item to bring to work is a dose of sartorial common sense.